why are engineering students more attracted to ISKCON than other students? It is from a very limited perspective that we may say that engineering students are attracted. It is only in India, and it is only in colleges in India where, it is only in centers in India where you are doing college teaching. If I go to Australia or America, quite often there are, it is students from the humanities who are attracted more. And especially students who are interested in yoga or vegetarianism or in Eastern music, often they come for our programs. So firstly, it's not an absolute principle. But it's true in the immediate context, we find that more engineering students come. That is for various reasons. One is that many of the devotee preachers who started youth preaching, they themselves are from an engineering background. So they studied Krishna consciousness from an engineering perspective. They present Krishna consciousness from an engineering perspective. So naturally, people who are engineers, they get attracted. So it is not that you will not find in any youth center, only engineers allowed. Everyone else is banned. It's not like that. Students are interested, they come. Another point is that in today's educational system, the social values are such that engineering and medicine are the most glamorous careers. And many of the intelligent students, they go to engineering and medicine. And even the Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna tells Arjuna, evam parampara praptam imam raja rishayo viduhu. That in 4.2 he says, I gave this knowledge to the saintly kings, Raja Rishi. So Krishna could have given the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to anyone, but he chose to give that knowledge to a person who has influence, a saintly king. The king understands spiritual knowledge and lives spiritual knowledge and creates systems for sharing spiritual knowledge and enabling people to live according to spiritual knowledge. That will be much more influential. So like that, engineering students do have a significant amount of influence in today's society, because many of the intelligent students, they do become engineers. And if they understand this knowledge and they share this knowledge, they can benefit a large number of people in society. So it is not that only engineering students are there. There are devotees who are doctors who also become, there are people who are doctors who become devotees. And there are programs happening in medical colleges also. In Mumbai, there is a whole devotee-run hospital. It is not that the hospital is staffed by engineers. It is staffed by doctors. Doctors have become devotees. But as far as at a particular time, at a particular place, from the specific context, because in today's time, the preachers were mostly engineers, because today many engineering students become engineers. That's how there are engineers who are attracted. But if any of you feel inspired as you become devotees to share in bhakti in other forums, that's perfectly fine. There are many, many forums where Krishna's message can be shared. And if it has been found that engineering students can understand this better because they have a logical brain and then they can connect with it easier, a particular kind of philosophical presentation will be attractive to engineers. For humanities students, a different kind of presentation is required. For rural people, a different kind of presentation is required. So different devotees may specialize in different kinds of presentations, and at different times, some may be more successful than others. And that's how it may appear as if at a particular time, a particular number of students, a particular kind of people come the most. Like in 1960s and 70s, some people thought that ISKCON means hippies. ISKCON, they think that ISKCON means people who take drugs or people who used to take drugs. Now actually, devotees long ago gave up drugs, and even in hippies also, from 1960 to 66 to around 1969 or 70, that hippies were prominently there in the movement. After that, as the movement spread in various parts of the world, as the counterculture went down, other kind of people also started coming to the movement. So at the present phase in ISKCON's history, yes, there may seem to be a larger number of engineering students, but that is not due to any bias from anyone. That is just the working out of sociological factors right now. But everyone is welcome to the movement, including engineers.